You're listening to The Way Home with Laura Smith. I'm Laura. Well, you know, 11/11 was a very important day in the nation, Veterans Day, and around the world, I would imagine as well. But, you know, we hear this word so often these days, unprecedented, unprecedented. Everything is unprecedented. However, there is something that was precedented, and that was back in 1918. The Spanish flu, or also known as just the flu pandemic, it was a global pandemic, very similar to what we are having right now, 101 years later. And I will tell you that it is our veterans and the American Legion that has done so much in the area of helping veterans. And right now, 101 years later, there is a national commander. His name is Bill Oxford, and he is the national commander of the American Legion. In the whole country. Thank you so much for being here. First of all, thank you for your service, Vietnam War veteran, Bill. That's just in itself, that's enough. And yet here you are all these years later, still fighting for your comrades and doing so much for our country and around the world. Thank you for joining us today on The Way Home.
Well, Laura, thank you very much for the invitation. It's truly an honor to represent the American Legion and the 3 million members of our American Legion family.
I was reading up on the American Legion, and I have one right around the corner from my house here. And every Saturday night, they're open to the public for people to have dinners and things like that. And it's just part of, you know, America and the fabric of America. But my goodness, over these 101 years, it began during the pandemic and because of the pandemic, correct, Bill, that the American Legion was founded?
Well, the founding fathers of the American Legion were returning World War I veterans, and they were concerned about the lack of respect, the lack of benefits that the World War I veterans were facing. So the organization was actually created in response to those needs. But it happened during the pandemic that you described, the Spanish flu. But it kind of developed the future of what the American Legion is, what we try to do, and the contributions that we've tried to make.
And the contribution is so vast. I'm wondering whether we can even fit even a little bit of it in during this interview. But there's so much that the American Legion focuses on and helps their members. Suicide prevention being a big top one. Tell us a little bit about the Buddy Check program that you have at the American Legion.
Okay. You mentioned your local post around the corner. Typically, the Legion posts across the country are the centers of their community. They're the gathering place. So that's the contribution that the American Legion has made. But when we started facing the restrictions because of the COVID pandemic and the government regulations, the CDC rules, all of those things, we have had some restrictions, and many posts have been forced to shut down, facing the isolationism and the separationism, all of those things. But the American Legion has still stood up, stepped up, and been on the job. You mentioned our Buddy Check program. That's one of the things that we've tried to do, tried to maintain contact with our veterans, and that's one veteran to another. And, you know, it's that interaction between one veteran to another is sometimes critical to the conversation. But as we think about reaching out to those veterans, it's to tell that veteran that's isolated, who might be separated, he might be living by himself, but it's just a way to reach out and say, hey, we're here. We still want to help. We can help. What do you need? What can we do? Now, we still love you. We want you as part of our group, but our Buddy Check program has been highly successful across the country in the reaching out to veterans.
That is so touching, Bill. It's just touching to me that accountability, the same as when you're in combat, it's the same when you come home. You're there for each other. And indeed, I'm sure that Buddy Check system has helped to prevent many a suicide across the country, especially during COVID-19, when people are even more isolated than normal. Well, there's so many other things that you do as well that I had no idea until I checked up on it. But you also help. I mean, this has been election week, basically, for the last week anyway. And the American Legion is committed to, in a nonpartisan way, encouraging all veterans to exercise their right to vote. I think that's a wonderful thing as well. So you must have been very busy across the country over the last 10 days or so.
Well, you're right, Laura. The American Legion is non-political, but we have had a get out to vote campaign over the past several elections, and always encourage our veterans and society to cast that vote. That's one of the freedoms that we've assured because of the veteran sacrifice. But our get out to vote campaign has been extremely active.
Okay. And another one that I had no idea, I'm learning so much about this, the GI Bill, the original GI Bill was founded by the American Legion. What an incredible program. That's been all these 101 years. It's tell us a little bit how it works at this point. You know, the funding that happens and the assistance.
Well, the original GI Bill, going back to the 30s, was written on Mayflower Hotel stationery by past National Commander Harry Clomery. We have been integrally involved with the GI Bill ever since then, and the multiple iterations, improvements, and changes because of the education system and the veterans' needs and benefits. We've been actively involved and consider the GI Bill one of our prime projects. As we continue to move forward, there are several things that the GI Bill needs to happen right now because of the online virtual learning process that we're transitioning to. The VA and in some cases the DOD want to reduce those GI Bill benefits, but the veteran didn't cause COVID. He didn't cause the pandemic, and the veteran is still facing issues like rent, like food, like medicine, transportation. All of those things, the veteran is still, he still has those needs. So we are encouraging all parties involved, don't cut those GI Bill benefits. Those veterans deserve it. They earned it, and they're not responsible for the COVID. So let's take care of our veterans.
Absolutely. And it's certainly been a wonderful incentive. I know my father, when he was in the Air Force, it was the GI Bill that helped him to get his education. He ended up going on to Georgetown University and everything, but it really, he talks about all the time how that was just such an incentive for him. And also, you help these veterans integrate back into daily life. You've been doing this forever as well, not only with education, but with jobs and even with veterans' families and helping with them with financial grants as well. I mean, this is just another incredible facet of what the American Legion is all about.
Well, it is. You mentioned some of the financial grants and the financial transactions that the American Legion makes. There are two that I'll mention. We have a national emergency fund for families that have faced emergencies because of natural disasters. And we're seeing hurricanes, floods, wildfires, a lot of those things that are still happening. So our National Emergency Fund is available, still making those grants. And it's not a loan, it's a direct grant to a family that faces emergency situations. Another one is our Temporary Financial Assistance Program. And this is funds to a family with young children in the home facing rent, mortgages, those kinds of issues. That money is still it's not a loan, it's a grant. And just a little history. Last year, the American Legion gave away $1 million, $1 million to Coast Guard families during the government shutdown. And that was to young service families with kids in the home who were in need. And we were extremely proud to be able to do that and provide that assistance to those Coast Guard families in need.
Absolutely amazing. And Bill Oxford, I know we could go on all day, but I know you have limited time. You have a lot of places to be. But one last thing that I wanted to say before you tell us how people can get more involved and help and donate whatever is needed. Remembering the forgotten is another thing that the American Legion focuses on. And tell us about the war that veterans feel a little bit forgotten of, even now, many, many years later.
Well, Laura, I guess you're talking about the Korean conflict.
Yes.
That was one of those things that America didn't really want to admit we were ever in a conflict. But that was one of those things that was in a far off country. We went because it was the right thing to do. It was because we were needed, and we helped the South Koreans achieve their purpose in life, I think.
Well, there's just so much in the four pillars that are sort of the undergirding of the American Legion, Americanism and service through America, through patriotic programs, and so much. We could go on all day because I find this to be absolutely so encouraging that after 101 years, you are still part of this organization that sounds like it will forever be there for our veterans. And it's just so crucial, as important today as it ever was. And going into the future, what is the website, Bill Oxford, National Commander of the American Legion, that people can turn to find out more, to get the help that they need?
Okay. Start at your local post, phone call, visit. If that doesn't work, every department has a website. And if that doesn't satisfy your needs, our national website is www.legion.org. Check us out. All of the programs, policies, procedures about membership, but be happy to discuss that with anybody. Legion.org.
Legion.org, easy enough, an amazing organization. Thank you for your leadership and your service to our country, Bill Oxford, National Commander of the American Legion. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Laura. It's an honor and a privilege.
You're listening to The Way Home. We'll be right back.